I say what I was planning to say this morning. There's a couple of things. Handily, a photo book has arrived here for me to show you. A lot of people will have seen one of these at the Cayley, but there is our photo book. If you want the history of Lifeway in pictures, it's all in this book. This book is having an interesting life. Two special people to Lifeway, Ina and Gina, are in next door rooms at Stirling Community Hospital, both having broken limbs. And one of the nurses saw that on Gina's bedside table and identified from the back picture that Ina was in the next room. And that was the use of this photo book I had not envisaged. But it's being well used. They are going to be on sale downstairs. We need to sell 14 today to break even. So it would be very nice if we could sell 14. But seriously, use it. And I'm going to refer to it during my talk about the other uses that it has. I wondered if we could take a moment to pray for Gina and Ina. Gina, hang on, Shona. Where are you going? It's okay. Thanks. Gina and Ina. Ina has been very special to Lifeway for a very long time, and she is in community hospital. She's nearly 104. She'll be 104 next month. I saw her on Friday, and there she was in the day room watching her beloved Andy Murray in the tennis match. But her mobility is a problem and is going to be a problem. So let's pray. Can I just pray for them? Gina has never missed a December or June Lifeway service. Gina is a genuine original from 50 years ago. So I'd like to pray for her. I also thought we were going to give thanks for Francis's Oxborough's mother's operation, but that has gone very complicated. They weren't able to do the operation. I think we should pray for the whole Oxborough family. Francis has taken her mum to Arran, even though she hasn't had her operation. Her dad's in respite, and there are obviously questions about when the operation might, if or when or whatever. Could we just pray for those three lots of people? Our Father, we thank you for faithful witness for so many years. We thank you for Ina, but we're sad at the moment that she's lost her mobility. We thank you for her. Please pray for her. Protect her in the hospital. Thank you for her daughters that are there so much. Thank you for all the staff looking after her. Pray that you will keep her close to yourself and bless her. Whatever time she has left, we pray that you will be with her. Thank you for Gina and her faithful witness. She's been in the hospital a long time. We pray for this leg that is getting better, but very slowly. Thank you for her. Help her to know that you are with her at all times, and she can turn to you and pray to you in hospital whenever she likes. And we pray for the Oxborough family, because the operation didn't happen on Friday to Francis's mother, and there's all sorts of difficulties and question marks now about her health and another operation possibly or not. And her dad, who's not well, be with her dad in respite, be with Francis as she's with her mum, and be Graham and the rest of the family as they visit the dad, and be with Graham and Francis as they work out what's going to happen in the future. Thank you that you are with us in times of need like that, and be very real to all these people that we've mentioned. In Jesus' name, amen. Right, thank you for the opportunity of speaking this morning when we're giving God thanks for 50 years of Lifeway. I want to spend a few minutes talking about the Zacchaeus story that Fiona read to us, how it fits in with Lifeway and what we can learn as a church from it today. In this story, Jesus is on his way to Jerusalem and his death. He knows exactly what is going to happen to him. So he does have one or two other things on his mind. But he passes a tree, and there sitting in it is Zacchaeus, not just a tax collector, but a chief tax collector, who would have been very wealthy, had made a lot of money from poor people and kept a lot of it himself, and probably would be somebody you did not want to hang about with at all. But Jesus knew who he was, and he noticed him, and he saw him, and he called his name. And he slowed down enough to talk to him and to make time for him. Once he called him, what did Jesus do? He did not give him a lecture about his need to repay all the money he'd taken by dubious practices. He said, "Quick, Zacchaeus, come down. I need to stay at your house today." So in Zacchaeus' first encounter with Jesus, he received from Jesus. When I was thinking about speaking this morning, I've been thinking about it approximately a year. I think this has been in the planning, Alistair. We talked about it last year. I've had a note, a sheet headed, "The Gospel of Receiving." Why? Because as I look back on 40 years of involvement with this group, I think the amount I've received is about 1,000%, and the amount I've given is 1%. I'm sorry about the maths, I'm absolutely useless at maths, but you get the point of what I'm trying to say. And I could only call this the gospel of receiving. Now, you might say that it says in Acts that Jesus said it's more blessed to give than receive, and that's true. But if we all go around giving, giving, giving all the time, who's going to be there to receive? It has to be a give and take. It's not showing respect to someone to give, give, give all the time and not receive from them. David and I have both had periods of ill health in our lives when we've been forced to receive help from people when we couldn't cope. And that was a really liberating experience. I wish we'd learned that without having to be forced to learn it through illness, but I think we must have been a bit slow learners. As Christians, we're not called upon just to help people and give, give, give to them. We're designed to give to them and receive from them, and that is respect. Sometimes I get uncomfortable when I hear people saying that we should all join a tennis club or take up an art class so that we can meet more people and tell them about Jesus. Now, there's truth in that, but there are dangers as well. We need to join a tennis club to get to know people and to give to them and receive from them. Of course, telling them about Jesus can be part of our giving, but let's always balance our relationships with receiving as well. Gestures can change lives. Jesus told Zacchaeus to come down quick so he could be entertained at his house. This gesture was part of the change in Zacchaeus' life. Gestures can do that. David Barry was youth pastor here at one stage, and I remember him saying that, I can't remember the details, but when his father was either ill or died, Christians locally cooked food and left it out on the doorstep for the family. And that was the first stirrings of people finding Jesus in that family. It was the food on the doorstep. No fuss, no lectures, the food on the doorstep was what made the change. So what's all this got to do with Lifeway? Jesus took time with Zacchaeus, and at Lifeway we've got the privilege of extra time. We meet from 12:30 to 1:30, and we've got extra time, not just to pray and praise and listen to the Bible, but we can talk to each other and listen to each other. People can spend a lot of money being taught how to slow their lives down and take more time. Well, you can get it free if you come to Lifeway, because you can slow down absolutely free there. Madge Dalrymple started this in 1966, and 2 years before that, interestingly, in the mid-60s, where a lot of changes happened, Jean Vanier, who's a French priest, used to visit an institution in France which was a fairly dire institution at that stage for adults with learning disabilities. And he invited two of the men to come and share his home. And that was the first L'Arche house. It's translated Ark, but it's usually known as L'Arche. And from that house, that one house, the L'Arche movement has grown worldwide. And now thousands and thousands of people with learning difficulties and without learning difficulties live together with dignity and respect. Jean Vanier slowed down and took time and thought about what to do. It's exciting, I find, that he's publicly recognized now. Last year he won the Templeton Prize for raising spirituality, awareness of spirituality, and I love that. Any of his books reflect his Christian outlook. Not for him the search for success and prosperity and wealth. All through his writings, you will find that as a Christian, he finds strength in weakness and vulnerability and dependence on the love of Jesus. L'Arche grew from a deep Catholic spirituality and a belief that all people are special and are loved by God. So, Lifeway is 50 years old.
Yes,
we've definitely found God to be faithful and kept all his promises in that time. He's answered so many prayers over the 50 years, but a lot of changes have happened. What about social changes? 50 years ago, a lot of people in Lifeway lived with parents or in institutions, big institutions, some of which were better than others. The RSNH in Larbert, where quite a lot of the group lived, were very good on hymns, because people who came out of RSNH really knew their hymn Shona, didn't they? And that was a real blessing to the group. However, there were very few meaningful activities that people could join. There were very few holidays to choose from. A big excitement was a fortnight in the club caravan at St. Andrews, I think. That was the sum total. Yeah, there were two caravans. That was the choice. And now you should see the holiday diary of Lifeway. if people aren't cruising, they're I don't know where they are. Mallorca, Spain, not all of them. Blackpool, yes, definitely Blackpool. How Blackpool isn't absolutely bursting with Lifeway all the time. Yeah. Okay, so nowadays a large number of Lifeway live in their own housing, and a large number of them employ their own support workers. And that has a huge difference from where we started. People say to me, what was the biggest change? I think the biggest change I've noticed is that I now have a printer in my back room that will produce detailed sheets for Lifeway arrangements at the press of a button, at reasonable price. 40 years ago, when I was involved, you had to type out arrangements on this dreadful skin that then went in a duplicator, and then you had to prevail on somebody that you knew to run it all off. It's very important to get accurate arrangements for Lifeway to keep everybody safe. But now I can go in my back room, press the button, and there it is. But seriously, there's a long way to go still. People can say, yes, we've done all this and we've made progress. There's a long way to go. There's a lot of need amongst Lifeway people as well. A lot of people have had their hours of support cut. So I'm noticing that a lot more people in Lifeway now are sitting on their own a large part of the day where they weren't 5 years ago. And that's worrying. There are funding cuts going on that are affecting some in this congregation. And support workers can vary in how they do their job. There are many excellent ones, but they're not all excellent. I heard yesterday of one council in Scotland who is cutting their department responsible for adults with learning difficulties from 7 to 3 overnight, and they still have a caseload of 175 clients that they're involved with. And that's very concerning. Think of the Olympics coming up soon. Lots of coverage on the media. Think of the Paralympics. It's getting increasingly cool to be disabled and sporty. That's putting a lot of pressure on some people who are disabled and who are not sporty and not well at all. Has anybody ever seen coverage on the media of the Special Olympics, which is held for adults with learning difficulties and children? There's hardly any coverage in the media. That is not thought cool at the moment. Interestingly, the Special Olympics grew out of Catholic spirituality again in the mid-60s. It was obviously a very fertile time. Lifeway hasn't grown quite as big as L'Arche or the Special Olympics movement, but give us another 50 years and we might have spread through the world. You never know. But the Special Olympics, Gordon's been down to them, hasn't he, I think? Gordon was down there. Has given thousands of people a chance to compete in sport and get validation from sport. So going back to Zacchaeus, what was his reaction to Jesus? He said, I'll give up half my belongings to the poor, and if I have cheated anyone, I'll pay him back 4 times as much. And that was generous repayment by the standards of the day. Jesus is happy about the change in Zacchaeus. What about the crowd? I wonder what the crowd thought. They'd been complaining. They'd been muttering. This man's gone as a guest to the home of a sinner. Chief tax collectors weren't popular. Jesus should not be spending time with them, but with good, honest people like we are. Sometimes adults with learning disabilities are not popular either. They may have different ways of going on from ours and challenge our comfortable norms. But Jesus seeks to save everybody. Alistair ended his sermon last week with the verse from Galatians. There's neither Jew nor Greek, slave nor free, male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. Everyone is equal. And that includes everyone, depending on intellectual skills, physical skills, whatever skills, we are all equal. This church has been blessed in so many ways by the presence of Lifeway for 50 years. There have been challenges at times, but it has received a lot along the way. Ina, who I mentioned before in the prayer, who's nearly 104, always says when I see her that Lifeway is the most important work she's ever been involved in any church. Which is when you're nearly 104, I think that's quite a statement, right? It's not somebody who's been in a church 6 months, but somebody who's been involved in churches for almost a century. On paper, Lifeway shouldn't work. Some people have been there 50 years, some people have been there 40 plus, some people have been there 30, some people 20, some people have been there 1 year, and some people have been there 2 years. And on paper, that should be very, very difficult to gauge. It should be very difficult to gauge the level to include the people with all the people with their different experiences. But somehow, by the Holy Spirit's work, it does work. And there's enough variety and inclusion there that it does work. And I think it's only the work of the Holy Spirit that makes it work. I don't know how he works it, but he does. What of the next 50 years? Lifeway is a worshipping community of people who are giving and receiving to and from each other as they seek to follow Jesus. I think SBC can receive more from Lifeway in coming years. Maybe it means taking time and slowing down a bit. It's easy to think of how we can give to Lifeway. That's an easy bit. Sometimes we sing a song and it says, the chorus, we must go, live to feed the hungry, stand beside the broken, we must go. And it says, we must go, we must go, we must go, about 135 times. However, when I sing that, mentally I'm saying, actually, we must stay, we can stay, it's okay, we can stay. We have got people in the Lifeway group who come into most of these categories. At time, there have been people who are hungry. That is not inconceivable. And we've certainly got people who at times have been broken and felt that. But if you look through that song, so I'm singing there saying, it's okay, we can stay. We might not be sent to Cambodia. We might not be sent to wherever. We may be, but we don't have to be. But in Lifeway, there are opportunities to give people and serve people in all the ways that song says. So next time we sing, maybe you could bear Lifeway in mind. Our lives can be enriched spiritually by each member of this group, and I mean spiritually. There are a lot of Lifeway people in the coffee area between services. Could you take time to talk to them, to listen to them, to ask them about their faith in Jesus? Not just, isn't it a lovely day, which is our usual thing. Obviously, lots of people do talk, but can we push it a bit further? Can we listen to the people? Can we listen about their faith in Jesus? Get a photo book. That's not just because I'm wanting to sell 14 today. Get a photo book. Identify who belongs to the Lifeway community, because there's pictures of each one. There are three, four pages with pictures of everybody involved with Lifeway. You could pray for each person. You could pray for people there. You can get to know the names of the people that you see in church, maybe, and get to know who's who. That's another use of the photo book that would be good. Come and visit the group. Probably not all at once, because we're downstairs in the bottom of the building. It could be technically rather difficult. But come and visit. Talk to us. Let us know if you want to come. Come and receive from the group. Come and find out that you too can slow down in Lifeway. We often say, and I've said it before earlier on, however stressed we are at the start of Lifeway, it's very, very rare that we are stressed at the end. Occasionally, if something happens in Lifeway, it is, but there are very few places in life, in this day and age, that is true of. If you're a young person or a student, or if you know them, we can serve a variety of purposes. Coffee making each week can qualify for all sorts of scout badges, guide badges, Duke of Edinburgh awards. But we also can give young people and older people the chance to experiment with teaching, drama, you name it, music. We can give opportunities for that. But beware, working with Lifeway can change the direction of your life, not just into a new musical career like John and Donald have, which is so much appreciated. So, Zacchaeus, step one, he received from Jesus. That's the starting point for us all, is it not? We all receive the gift of eternal life from Jesus if we ask him for it and if we trust him because of his death and resurrection. Step two, we can pass this on to other people, not only by telling them, but also by loving gestures that can transform their lives. Remember the food on the doorstep. Step three, Jesus immediately received from Zacchaeus. He received hospitality from him. And that's how Zacchaeus' life came transformed. Let's make sure we do the receiving from part of the story. This can be part of how lives can be transformed by the love of Jesus, actually here now in 2016 in Stirling. The Lifeway Group, I feel, is one of the great resources of this church. It's a living catalyst for the work of the Holy Spirit, which we see week by week. So as we give God thanks for the last 50 years, let's make full use of this amazing resource that each member of the group offers as we enter confidently in the name of Jesus into the next 50 years. Thank you.